amazing the most people are willing to go to for the people they love. From lovers to siblings to parents to friends to pets. When your heart truly gets attached to someone, there's no telling what you're willing to do. My name's Cam, and in the following audio, you'll hear about the boundaries and lines that people cross and the risks and sacrifices people make for the ones they love. Alright, so has there ever been a person that you like really cared about?
Yes, it was this girl that I really, really close to, and I'm still really close to her. And you know, like after a while of being like friends, you get like a certain connection with that person. And our connection just like really skyrocketed over time. Like, sometimes with a person, like you could like love them, but it's just like it's not as strong as your other love relationships. And if that makes sense, I guess our relationship was different because we were like, it's kind of hard to explain because there's a lot of love relationships, but ours, like to me, it just felt different. Saying I love you a lot, like saying I love you every day, like in a relationship, if you say that too much, then it kind of loses its meaning. I told her I loved her every once in a while. She knew for the most part. Yeah, I wasn't able to do anything for this girl. I mean, she really cares about me and I really care about her. And if you were to ask me now, would she do anything for me? Then I'd probably say no, because our relationship isn't as strong as it used to be. But at the peak of our relationship, we would have done anything for each other. And when I say that, I mean like I would have given my life for this girl to see her just to like smile every day. Multiple sacrifices. I mean, the main one, I guess, is going against my religion, because in my religion, I'm Muslim, so in my religion, there's a lot of arranged marriages and a lot of set things, like a set plan. They preached to me not to have a girlfriend, but I feel like that this girl was special to me, so I couldn't just let her go. And so by spending so much time with her, by having her as my girlfriend, I guess, that I went against my religion. I don't feel too proud.
Did your parents know about it?
Well, they did, but there's really not much that you can do when it comes down to things like that, especially with my parents, because it's not like I would bring her over my house or anything. It's just like they knew about it, but I'm a teenager, I'm rebellious. My dad disagrees, but he can't be really mad because he's done the same stuff at my age. I love this girl, and I still do to this day. So I don't really regret anything I did, because she sacrificed a lot for me as well. So the parents didn't really agree with it either. It was kind of like a
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, yeah. Like a Romeo and Juliet relationship. So she had like a lot of activities that she participated in, and she like gave up most of that time to spend with me.
Would you do it all over if you could?
Oh, yes. Of course I would do it over. And if I did, then the outcome would be way different than it is now, because you know, I would know what to do. And I'll have the knowledge of going through it once.
So, I need a story from you about the risks and sacrifices that you're willing or not willing to make for a person that you care about.
Well, I know when I met your father, we were young, we were in college. My mother didn't particularly care for your father because she said men from North Philadelphia were bad, or people from North Philadelphia were bad. But I didn't see badness in people. I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I was always taught or either felt that you should look on the inside of the person, not the outside. And your father was a nice person, respectful. He met my parents. He met my grandparents. I should say my grandmother. And I sort of took a liking to him. And because I believed in God in a young age, and I sort of followed my grandmother, I believe God put your father in my life. So there's, as far as limitation, no, I would not have sex with her because I don't believe in sex before marriage. I didn't mind if he wanted to kiss me because he was like my first boyfriend, so it was nice to be kissed and held and cuddled, but nothing more serious than that until after you got married, and he respected that. I always believed a man didn't respect your space and he's not good enough to be with you. So then you cut ties and leave that person alone, let him go if he can't respect your wishes. But he always did. He wasn't disrespectful. And over a period of time, my mother changed her opinion, I guess, about people from North Philadelphia, because she learned to like my husband, boyfriend at that time. Then after we got married, she learned to, I think, more so learned to love him, I guess. Now, on the other hand, with his mother never really cared for me because she always said I wasn't his type. But after we got married, she was like, oh, daughter-in-law, there's still a difference between us. But I guess over a period of time, maybe she herself too can learn to, I guess, like a person and love a person. What you bring, I wanna give you everything. You give me butterflies, got me flying so high in the sky. I can't control the butterflies. You give me. Now, would you consider Daddy taking the risk and going out with you a sacrifice or a risk on his part? I don't know.
Because, I mean, he did go against his mom.
It may be on his part, because I guess his mother felt that I wasn't the type of woman for him, but he never felt like that or thought that way. He is who he is, and he likes what he likes. So, I don't know. I guess you would have to ask him. But from my point of view, I would have a different perspective.
Have either of you ever asked each other to do something that was like out of your limitation or comfort zone?
I don't think we ever did that. I think we respected each other. I think we always talked about things. I think sometimes we may not see eye to eye on things because of our upbringing. But whenever we got to that, I guess, fork in the road, we would talk about it and then leave alone and come back and talk about it some more.
Okay. Now, if Daddy were to ask you to do something now, would you be able to do it?
I don't know. It would depend on what he asked me to do.
Help me fly so high in the sky. I can control the butterfly. Lately when I look into your eyes.
Hey.
So have you ever been in love with someone?
Yeah.
What was it like?
How can I describe this? Like when I seen that person, I automatically became happy. Mm. Like that, talking to that person or seeing that person was the high point of my day.
Would you say you were willing to do anything for that person?
Anything?
Like anything?
You know what? Maybe at that moment in time, yeah. But, you know. That was, I guess that would be more so of a spur of the moment thing. Since I was in a relationship with that person, they knew my comfort zones. And it wouldn't really be cool or a good relationship if they forced you out of it.
Do you believe in making sacrifices for people you care about?
Yeah, sure. People do that all the time. And if it ever went down, if it ever came down to that, then yeah, I would make that sacrifice, whatever it be.
So have you ever had, like, someone you deeply cared about or loved?
Yeah, I think it was a girlfriend.
Okay. What was it like? Like, was it fun, problematic?
Well, I guess at the moment it was fun, but now looking back, I'm kind of regretful.
Okay. Now, why do you say it was regretful?
Well, I think I've changed a lot over, like, since then, and I would have done a lot of things differently, because back then I was a totally different person, and I guess I learned from my mistakes.
Okay. Would you say you made any sacrifices for her?
A lot.
Like?
Well, for one, I didn't talk to my family a lot. My life was just revolving around her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really myself then. It was like a bad change, I guess.
So you say that, do you regret the sacrifices you made for her?
Yeah, I don't think it was really worth it that much.
Okay. Do you think she was willing to do anything for you?
Well, I guess in the beginning, yeah, but after like into the fifth month or so, I started getting, had a different feeling to it. Like, I knew the relationship was kind of like losing its,
spark?
Yeah, its spark.
Now, do you think it lost its spark because of the things you were doing or weren't doing?
Guess. Well, now I know it's because I kind of acted like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit too childish, I guess.
Okay. Now, do you think you would do it all over?
No, I don't think so.
Alright. Now, do you believe people should sacrifice for the people they care about?
Yeah, but just make sure that those sacrifices are not going to be paid back, but they're going to be worth it in the future.
As you can see, many people have many different beliefs on sacrifices and the lengths they are willing to go to for people that they care about. Some people would be willing to do anything for someone they loved, while others believe that if you truly love them, you wouldn't ask them to make sacrifices. What do you believe? Personally, I'd do anything for someone I cared about, but that's just me.